delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty. Waking up and got to be who stepped across the line. With a lot to watch it, took control the first one of its kind. So listen to your radio almost each and every night. Cause if you know it, sure you want.
All right, also in the headlines today, there is a the crash of a KC-130 supertanker. A KC-130 supertanker airplane from the United States Marine Corps corkscrewed out of the sky into a soybean field in Mississippi. 16 Marines dead at least today. The search for additional victims continuing. The Marine Corps said the aircraft experienced a mishap, I would say. A mishap is a bit of an understatement. The plane spiraled down at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon in a field 85 miles north of Jackson, Mississippi. The plane's debris scattered in a radius of about 5 miles. Nobody's quite sure what happened there. They'll keep an eye on that. KC-130. I've flown in KC-130s. A fascinating plane. They're basically a flying. The KC-135 is a big transport plane. You've seen in the big four screws. The 130 is the one that flies around with a tube that falls back, and the planes come up like honeybees and suckle onto the fuel, and away they go again. And I flew on a couple of those runs a few years back. Interesting stuff, to say the least. Speaking of active duty soldiers and military, an active duty Army soldier arrested over the weekend by the FBI in Hawaii on terrorism charges for providing material support to the Islamic State terror group. Aikaka Kang, 34. Arrested Saturday by an FBI SWAT team at the Schofield Barracks, Honolulu. Kang was with the 25th Infantry Division. The FBI believes that Kang was a lone actor. Terrorism, the FBI's number one priority, as you know, also reiterated by the FBI Special Agent in Charge. In fighting this threat, the Honolulu Division of the FBI works with its law enforcement partners and the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and in this case, the U.S. Army, to protect the citizens of Hawaii. You know, there's the problem's getting bigger when the United States soldiers are being arrested on base. The hotline number today, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Matt joining us for a quick comment today. Matt, what's on your mind?
I think we should put global warming on trial in the Supreme Court and see if it stands up without an unreasonable doubt.
You wouldn't make it.
That, if you do that, then you'll know which direction you should go. Solar flares are more of a threat. It's a hunch. And I have Bigfoot. I believe Bigfoot exists. So I need home security. So I'm going to push this Bigfoot thing. It doesn't mean you dump money into a bank that you can't withdraw from. We got all our answers in the internet. We don't need government. It's a volunteer tax of one or two pennies per tax. You can volunteer it or not, and you can have money coming out the door into a fund for work. Period. You don't even need to dump money in the hole of the government for that. It can run, the internet could fund the government of the world with small government.
All right. Interesting concept, Matt. Thank you for checking in. The hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. The only people who can be on trial anytime soon will be Bernie and Jane Sanders. Bernie and Jane Sanders are going to be on trial at some point as federal prosecutors step up the probe of the land deal pushed by the wife of Bernie Sanders. The federal investigation of the land deal by Jane, the wife and political advisor of the senator, accelerating now with prosecutors hauling off more than a dozen boxes of records from the Vermont college she ran once and, well, ran into the ground, calling a state official to testify before a grand jury. Half a dozen people said in interviews in recent days that they had been contacted by the FBI. Former college trustees told the Washington Post that attorneys representing Jane Sanders had interviewed them to learn what potential witnesses might tell the government. Now, the investigation, if you didn't know, centers on the 2010 land purchase that relocated Burlington College to a new campus on more than 32 acres along Lake Champlain, while lining up a $6.7 million loan and additional financing that exceeded a total of $10 million. Jane Sanders told college trustees and lenders that the college had commitments for millions of dollars in donations that could be used to repay the loan. It was all bogus. The real question, though, is whether or not Bernie Sanders, and there's some question about this, whether or not the office of Senator Bernie Sanders was used to flex some political muscle to get that deal pushed through. Keep an eye on it because that's an actual investigation. The Columbia University Law School professor and confidant of former FBI Director James Comey says that the story put out by The Hill and repeated by Donald Trump and his advocates that Comey shared classified information with journalists, well, he's pushing back on that. Daniel Richmond, with whom Comey shared at least one memo, the contents of which Richmond shared with the New York Times reporter Michael Schmidt, said President Trump was simply wrong. And here's how dumb this is. No memo was given to me that was marked classified. No kidding, Dan. It was a memo generated by your buddy James Comey. And because Comey didn't write classified on it doesn't mean it's not classified. It means that your buddy gave you classified information in an effort to smear the boss. And just because you say it's not classified, how do we say that up here? Oh, that doesn't mean doodly squat. Doodly squat. Go with that, Mr. Richmond, because you're in big trouble too. Richmond did share the contents of the memo. The substance of the memo passed on the Times was not marked classified. And to my knowledge, remains unclassified, he protested. The funny thing about this is it's put out by CNN as if it's fact. No memos given to Comey friend marked classified, as if that means anything. Did we not learn class from the Hillary Clinton episode that just because it doesn't say classified on top of it, if you're the head of the FBI, you need to know what's classified? That's part of your job description, is to know and understand what's classified. Some stooge friend of yours at Columbia Law, well, he may or may not know, and he's trying to do a little CYA there, and that's okay. I get that. There's a lot of that going on all over Washington these days. Here we're exposing EYA, exposing your It's the Steve Gruber Show.